You don't need a Negayim, only by Krachas Gabachas and Netek. So Krachas Gabachas, Shad is a person who comes bald, say Rosh Zikna, and he gets a Nega, one of the four Maris and Negayim. That's going to be the Nega of Krachas and Gabachas. So a Nega called Netek. What's the difference between Netek and Krachas Gabachas? So the Mahacham and the Rishayim. Krachas Netek is a situation where it's going to come back, the hair fell out and it's going to come back. Very boldness with any real reason why we understand it, and the boldness itself that is a nega. Mashin cracks like a bachas is when the hair falls out, it's finished, and over there the set of davers that is totally bald. Now the area becomes like arabasar, and if you have to have one of the four maris lekoyim in that area in order for it to be found. Netek is a sudden, temporary falling out. Hashem Karas Kabachas is falling out forever, and it's not going to go back, and therefore it's not Tumas Netek. Ram Parakeh Lachachas Karas Kabachas also is an area which is, if it grows back, so the Masumayish says that it can't look like the Rash. So the Kesumayish says in Mahalach the Rambam is that the reason why it's not Netek is the Rabban Chumash says that Netek is when. Is if this hair around of it is called netek. Krachas Gabachas is when it's the gamri, or the hair in the area is going to be off. And netek is when there's going to be some hair, and it's a tumas netek. The Chazanish Mahalach in Gimel Vav says the chilek like this. That if it's machmas chili, or machmas some type of siba, medicine or something, that's called Krachas Gabachas, not netek. And it's only a time a negav for maris. If it's nishu saris, any siba, that's called netek, and it's netek out the. That alone, the hair falling out, that alone is considered a nega. Because one is machmas siba and one's without a siba. Is very similar to regular negoyim, just a couple of differences. One difference is that there's no din seir love by krachas gabachas. Mishnah says in Perek Mishnevav, Shnei Simanim Michio Pesyud. Why is there no Sarah Lovins like the Rav and the Goyin? Ain't it said Tzemach Bay? Ram Parashim Shnais also says that the reason why is Pasha because there's no hair over there. The Rash says it's because of he, the Imitam of a Sarah Lovin. No Nafkimin is that the Mar Negev, the Rosh Zakin, and Amit Staff, our Busser, whether this is your Negev, the Pisjoin, if you had a Mar, if you're Mar, with your Chassi Gris, and the Rosh of the Zakin, and another Negev Chassi Shana, our Busser, next to the Rosh Zakin, it's not going to be Staff to Gris Mitami. Mashing other negayim, which are next to each other, would be mitzvah. Negayim with arabasa, which spreads to makor krachas gabachas. Other way, and it's not considered a pisya. Both of them are in the head. The krachas is the chilek m'shuvah la'achorav. The gabachas is the chilek shalafanav. And the fact that Torah is mechalak them to two different negayim, we see that the name is starv. In krachas gabachas starv zem zeh. Now for Shenegan and Pisyon, and you have a Chatzigris of one, a Chatzigris of other. Parakur Mishnuim's word that two separate Negas, and they're not going to be Mustaf. Netek is trying to the Serois or the Zakain, the beer which falls off, has to be a Gris. And even though it doesn't have one of the Dalamaris like Yerubasar, it's considered a Nega. Do you need any Shinimar or not? The Rambam in. Halacha Ches Aleph says Netek and Nefesh Negi, even though there's no Shinimara Bechlal. The Rebbe that brings Tesefta says you need Epis of Shinimara, even if it's not when Abba Negoyim, you would need some type of level of Shinimara. But Netek, even though we saw by Krachas Gabachas, the front of the hair, part of the head, and the back of the head are two different Nyonim and different Negim. It's Tarif, when you're dealing with Netek, about it's all considered one Mokim, and Chatzikus in the front, the Chatzikus in the back would just be Mitztarif. But the Rosh and the Zakin, the Maisa, that would not be Mitztarif. The Rosh and Zakin in different places, which if there's a piston from the Rosh to the Zakin, that leads to Mekomis, that would not be Mitztarif.